Welcome to the Lucid Dreaming Podcast from howtolucid.com, where I share interesting lucid dreaming tutorials, stories, and tips with you guys. If you want to find more, you can actually go to howtolucid.com/podcast, where you'll get exclusive links and discounts, as well as show notes and much more.
In this video, I'll tell you the meaning of snake dreams. So if you have a dream about a snake, this is exactly what it means. I'm going to go through different cultures, how they view this specific symbol, what it means, and what you can do about it. It's quite an interesting dream. It's probably the most searched for dream meaning that I'm aware of. So yeah, this is a very popular thing. It's happening for a reason. So like I said, to dream about a snake is not only the most popular dream thing, dream symbol or dream sign, but it's also the most misunderstood. So most people don't know what this actually means. So typically when you have a dream about a snake, the first thing you're going to think is that it's bad, that it's evil, scary, represents some kind of fear, trauma, something bad, right? But it actually depends on the culture that of the place where you live. So it might not be bad. It actually might be a really good sign. Really depends first on where you actually, you know, where you live and the culture in the area you live. It's also very personal. And this is something that I talk about in other videos about dream meanings, dream signs, is that what a dream about a snake will mean to you is very different to what it will mean to me. So you have to first, before you consider even listening to any of these dream meanings and interpretations, is ask yourself first, what does a snake mean to you? If I just said the word snake to you, what images come to mind? What do you actually start to think about within yourself before you actually hear what it's supposed to mean? And then what you can do is that once you've asked yourself that question, you've asked yourself, okay, what does a snake mean to me? Then you can start to ask things about the snake in your particular dream. So you can say, for example, what was the snake doing in your dream? Was it a character? Did it have a name? What specific things was the snake doing in your dream? And when you answer that question, then you start to build up a picture about what it means for you, because it's very personal. It's not like one meaning of a dream about a snake is the same as anybody else who dreams about a snake. Very, very personal, very specific. So start to build this idea, build these questions for yourself. Okay, so you had a dream about a snake. What was the snake doing? And in the moment, how did you feel about the snake? Did you feel like excited and happy? Or did you feel scared? Maybe you felt betrayed, because, you know, a common, especially in the UK and, you know, various other parts of the Western world, the meaning of the word snake means usually someone who betrays, or it's a term you would use to describe somebody who kind of, you know, goes behind your back, sort of thing. So ask yourself what your feeling about the snake was in the dream. There's also a lot of things that are more psychological to do with the snake. For example, is it that you were focusing on the coiling of the snake, how it's wrapped around something? Maybe it was actually protecting or hiding something. Or is it something to do with the fangs, where you're actually scared of the bite, let's say the venom? Or is it something to do with the eyes, how it's kind of shifty? You don't really know where it's going to look or what it's doing. Or is it something to do with other things, like maybe toxicity in a friendship or a relationship?
I just wanted to remind you that if you're listening to this podcast, you can actually get a free PDF guide to lucid dreaming, a report showing you 100 things that you can do in a lucid dream, as well as free email lessons, tutorials, and tips. All you need to do is go to howtolucid.com/sign up, all one word, howtolucid.com/sign up.
Only you can really answer these things. This is why this is a bit different to most dream meaning videos you may have seen, like dream signs or what does this dream symbol mean? This might be a bit different because I'm actually kind of giving you the tools to answer it for yourself. If I just sat here and said, a dream about a snake means exactly this for everybody, you know it's not true, because I don't know you, and I don't know specifically for your dream about a snake what aspect of the snake you were focusing on. So start to ask yourself, what part of the snake was the focus of the dream? Was it the fangs? The danger associated with the bite? Was it the fact that it was coiled around something? Was it the fact that it was moving quickly and you were scared of that? Was it coming towards you or going away from you? How did you feel about that? Like, really, really build up a bigger picture about what the dream means. Don't just look at the symbol and just say, right, snake dream equals this meaning, and then just that's it. Because it's very much more nuanced than that. All dream meaning is very, very detailed. Your brain is much more detailed than you give it credit for. So it's not just as simple as snake dream equals this, okay? It's very, very specific. For example, okay, let's say if the snake was running away from you and that felt good, but then the snake was running towards somebody that you like or love, that could have a different meaning. If the person that the snake is running towards is excited about the snake coming towards them, again, that's another different meaning. So I know you're probably expecting, you know, snake dream meaning is this, but it really doesn't always have to be that simple. It's never that simple, actually. If you look at dream meaning and interpretation as this dream symbol means this, and it's like this binary thing, like a dictionary, it doesn't really work like that because it's very different for everybody. So hopefully you'll start to ask yourself questions like, okay, it was about a snake, but that's not the end of the story. That's like a word that your mind used, snake, or a symbol. And then from that, you have to look at everything around that symbol. So snake was in a hallway. Now, straight away, a hallway is very different to an open field, for example. Hallway has, you know, one or two directions you can go, forward or back, and there's usually doors along the edge of the hallway. So that's a very different meaning to a snake being in an open field or a snake being in a cage. Do you see? But your brain assigns meanings to all of that. So yeah, hopefully you can start to realize how complex the question is. It's not as simple as just this symbol means this. Now, I do have a full detailed blog post on my website, which I will link to in the description, that covers the 100 most common dream meanings, and it explains very specifically how you can actually understand what they mean for you. I've really just scratched the surface here, and I do have a couple of other videos like kind of embedded on the article. So I really think you should go and read that. And just have a quick browse through. I've got some links at the top, which you can hop around to the most common dream symbols, including snake. And it explains in a bit more detail how that works. So go and check that out. And I hope this has been useful in some way.
Thanks for listening to the Lucid Dreaming podcast from howtolucid.com. There is actually more I would like to offer you. So if you go to howtolucid.com/podcast, you can get exclusive discounts, offers, bonuses, tips, lessons, and videos just for podcast listeners. If you would like to watch or listen to this on another platform, I am on every single social media platform. So just search for How to Lucid. The main place I post is YouTube, where I post pretty much every day.